This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. I have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I just want to let you know during the commercials, it's all propaganda. Forgive me for tolerating some of the things that are being put out there, but it's not my call, just for the record. To suggest that people are relieved that the vaccinations are here counters the voice of the people in this country without a shadow of a doubt. And it should frighten Americans that their government, along with the mainstream media, have rode a roughshod over the top of the people concerning the narrative. They haven't proven the narrative yet, and they're talking about the vaccinations already on arrival, ready to be injected into the arms and backsides of the American people because they can't wait to get it. It's all propaganda, just for the record. Read Psalm 101 verse 3 and John 8:44. Again, you will understand. What I want to do is I want to get to some audio right away because I want to cover a couple points before we get over to pulling the curtain back on your political champions. I think some people that have had their heads stuck in the sand far too long, this will be a shock to them. Others, it will be like, I knew this. I just knew that there was more to this, because it seems more than not politicians, for example, that are anti-druggers. Well, guess what, friends? The history is, you pull the curtain back on many of these people and you're going to find out they may just be drug trafficking, like one of the guys that I'm going to highlight today, and I think it's going to surprise some of you because a lot of people didn't know this because, of course, the mainstream media did not want to cover it. Matter of fact, I'll put a little salt on your tongue. One of the individuals that is guilty of trafficking cocaine just happens to be an American politician. He serves as Kentucky's senior senator and a senator majority leader. Yep, you heard me. And then you're also going to see the connection to China over and over and over again, not just through the Bidens, but we'll see these through other people as we go along. And you'll see that the alliance is all the way, and it's deep into the American version of government. So we'll get to that in just a couple moments. Before I do that, I just heard some audio this morning from this heretic, Kenneth Copeland, and I want you to listen carefully as to what he says, how he takes scripture out of context, and then pay attention to who he apologizes to. This is very short, but this is heretic Kenneth Copeland. Listen to this.
Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland, a welcome study here in Fort Worth, Texas. In the book of Matthew, Jesus said, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart."
Matthew 22:37.
"All thy soul, and with all thy mind."
Mm-hmm.
"This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all of the law."
The law.
"And the prophets."
That he omits.
I pray that every day. I pray that every night.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean it.
Okay, great. Wonderful.
I prayed that on her this morning.
Ooh. We're good.
To Joe Biden. For Kamala Harris. I don't agree with their politics.
You don't agree with their politics.
But I love them.
But you love them.
And in my expression of how the joy of the Lord is our strength.
The joy of the Lord.
Studying earlier today right here in the book of Nehemiah.
Okay, pay attention to that.
Different translation. It just
must be a new translation.
Anyway, Nehemiah 8:10.
Yeah, okay.
The joy of the Lord, your strength.
Okay, thanks, Kenny. Yep.
Joy. A powerful fruit of the reborn human spirit.
Yeah.
It's so powerful.
Reborn human spirits.
But now.
Can't find that.
For those that might have the idea that I hate Joe Biden.
Oh, no.
I do not.
No, we don't hate anybody, can
no,
we?
No, I don't. I love him.
Yeah, we love him.
I pray, like I said, I prayed it today for those two.
Oh, prayed. It's done, folks. You don't have to worry about it.
I want you to know that should it be necessary, I apologize.
Oh,
if that came across.
The humility, yes. Oh.
Because I love the Lord my God.
Yeah, because you love the Lord your God.
With all my heart.
With all your heart.
All my soul.
All your soul.
All my mind.
All my mind.
And all my strength.
And all my strength.
And I love Jesus.
Oh, yes, you don't.
More than I love any human being.
Uh-huh.
More than I serve him.
A bar Jesus. A different
heart,
Jesus.
Yep. And I have for 54 years.
54 years.
And I love you.
54 years this guy has been in the pulpit. Manipulating Scripture in such a fashion.
Because Jesus is my Lord.
Yeah. And guess what, friends? He must know more than the rest of us. So therefore, we don't even have to worry about reading the Bible for ourselves to know the difference. Put that up against John 7:17. And hey, I'll tell you what, just let him do the praying. Because for some reason or another, I've been taught to believe that he's some sort of vicar or mediator between me and God. No, that is just not the truth, friends, in any sense of the word. Read 1 Timothy 2:5 and you'll understand clearly as to what I'm telling you, contradicting every step of the way what this heretic has to say. Romans 5:5 tells us that the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the what? The Holy Ghost. It's not a human love, okay? It's a Holy Ghost, God-given love. He loves Joe Biden, okay? He loves the actors of transgressions, treason, in their purpose in government capacity. They committed the act of treason against we the people, and we love them. Matter of fact, Kenneth Copeland is teaching the American people to apologize to these two criminals for their acts. As a matter of fact, Kamala Harris, she is now trying to pass a bill to legalize prostitution. Well, let me tell you something. If she's not standing against it, she's guilty of it. And oh, what's the history of Kamala Harris? Just happens to be that. And what's the history of Joe Biden outside of the fact that he's committed the act of treason over and over and over again? Well, who said that more than Donald Trump over the last couple months? Nobody has. But has he prosecuted them? Absolutely not. Has he brought forth the law to execute judgment upon the heads of the wicked? Absolutely not. Why not? Well, because of the likes of preachers like that of Kenneth Copeland that have been tolerated by the American people far too long. Now, I got a question for you. If the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts, we're going to have a heart like that of God. We're joint heirs with Christ. Correct? True? True that? Yeah. How do we put this up, what Kenneth Copeland just said, up against Psalm 7:11? God is angry with the wicked every day. It puts us at odds with the Lord, doesn't it? If we just take Kenneth Copeland's word for it. Or how about we go to Psalm 97:10? What does it say there? You that love the Lord hate evil. He delivered them out of the hand of the wicked. What did Kenneth Copeland just do? Well, he bowed. He subjected himself to the hands of the wicked. Is this scripture? Absolutely not. I'm going to come back and highlight just a little bit more before we get going on our main topic, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell." It was also the same William Booth who said, "If you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present." Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engine with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show with Tim Brown. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution as our only resources, not to determine who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and who is on the narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday with Tim Brown and the Sons of Liberty Morning Show, 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
People get loopy, man. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, if you want to check us out, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you want to go to, that's who we are, what it is that we've done, and what it is that we are doing, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. There's 13 to 15 articles over there, friends, highlighting exactly what it is that we're doing and what we should be doing, and that's magnifying the law under righteousness, establishing judgment within the gate, Amos 5, verse 15. There's 13 to 15 articles combating the lies to the CIA-controlled media on sonsoflibertymedia.com. The platform in which we're on is over on the top right side of the page on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe to that page, please. Subscribe to sonsoflibertymedia.com. You'll always know where we're at. Go over to beforeitsnews.com. We're on the front page. Click on to the platform in which we are on today. Join us on Top Chat. If you want to call in, please do 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. That's why we're pointing out the Word of God to show you how crooked men are. It's interesting. The law comes in, shows me how crooked I am. Grace comes in and straightens me out, right? Amen. Ephesians 2:8. But with that said, friends, what we're doing right now is just highlighting some of the things that this heretic Kenneth Copeland has said in his apology and his love shown for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, but he apologizes to them as well. And he starts out talking about in Matthew 22:37 how he loves the Lord his God with all of his heart, mind, soul, and strength. That's the first. The second is namely like unto this: thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Okay, that's great. But the fact of the matter is he's taken it outside of the Word of God and outside of the heart of God, because the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost who's been given unto us, Romans 5:5. And what's interesting is he's showing his love and subjection to that of Joe Biden, who's committed the act of treason over and over and over again. He's violated his oath in upholding the enumerated laws found within. He's tearing them down and recreating them in his own devilish image, and so is Kamala Harris. And we're looking at Kamala Harris right now, by the way, if you haven't seen across the boards. She's trying to basically legalize that which is unlawful, and it's been unlawful in this country since its inception concerning prostitution. Yes, you heard me right. And again, as I said during the first segment, if they're not standing against the sin, it's because they're guilty of the sin. And what do I say about Kamala Harris? There you have it. So in other words, he's showing his love for them, he says. But if you go to the Word of God, and you put this up against what Kenneth Copeland had said, Psalm 7:11 tells us God is angry with the wicked every day. And then it tells us, Psalm 97, verse 10, you that love the Lord hate evil. You're supposed to hate the evil, right? Well, Bradley, who are we called to go to? We're called to go out there and seek and save those that which are lost. There's no question about it. But there's a difference between those that don't know, and there's a difference between those that do. Those that do know to do the right and do it wrong, the Bible says they are the wicked ones, okay? They choose to do the wrong, and they eat the fruit of their own ways, along with the rest of us who put up with them, okay? When you read what Scripture tells us, again, I want you to hear this, just to show you how heretical this guy is. What did Jesus come in to do? Well, he was prophesied in Psalm 40, verse 8 through 9. I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yeah, thy law is within my heart. Okay? Then it tells us that I have preached righteousness in the great congregation. Lo, I have not refrained my lips. O Lord, thou knowest. That's what I'm doing right now. Then if I want to understand who God is, just in part, go to Jeremiah 9:24. What does it tell us? But let him that glorieth in this, that he understand and knoweth me, it tells us, that I am the Lord which exerciseth love and kindness. Read Psalm 107 and put that up to this. Then what does he say? That you might know me, that you might understand me, that I am the Lord which exerciseth judgment and righteousness in the earth, for in these things I delight, saith the Lord. That's in Jeremiah 9:24. Well, Bradley, that's the Old Testament. It has nothing to do with it because it all coincides with the New Testament. When you go over to Luke 11:42, again, Kenneth Copeland talking about love, it's a lack thereof. Why? Because it tells us right here where Jesus rebuked the Pharisees. He says, woe unto you, Pharisees, you religious hypocrites. Woe is a curse, okay? He said, you tithe mint and rule in all manner of herbs and pass over judgments and the love of God. These ought to you have done and not to leave the other undone. Now, isn't that interesting, friends? He talks about love, and then what he does is he brings up the joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord. Ready? When you go over to Nehemiah, he made reference to that of 8, okay? Verse 8, chapter 10. It says, go your way, eat the fat, drink the sweet, send the portions under them for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto our God. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. But what is that that precedes that verse, friends? You want to check this out? It tells us in Nehemiah, which is the Tirshatha, and Ezra, the priest, the scribe, and the Levites that taught the people, said unto the people, this day is holy unto the Lord your God. Mourn not, weep not, for all the people wept when they what? When they heard the words of God's law. What drove them to the foot of the cross? Galatians 3:24. The law was the schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ. So if you're confused by what Kenneth Copeland is saying, it's because he's confused. The problem is too many people tried to read into what Kenneth Copeland is saying when he himself doesn't even understand what he is saying. The Bible is clear. Proverbs 28, verse 4. They that forsake the law, his moral law, not ceremonial, make distinction, right? They that forsake the law praise the wicked. Is Kenneth Copeland one of those that has forsaken the law of God? No question about it. Look at the fruits of such a pulpit in America after 54 years. Just one of them. You can add Mario Murillo. You can add a list of others, friends, of these sort of these preachers that have been put up by people because they are the ones that are responsible saying, these be our gods concerning the golden calf. See, they loved Aaron, but they hated Moses. Why? Because Moses was one that would draw the line in the sand. No question about it. And it's clear that the Bible tells us in Isaiah 8, verse 20, they speak not according to the law and to the testimony. It's because there's no light in them. And again, when you go back to Scripture, what does it tell us, friends? It tells us in Isaiah 51, verse 4, what was King David set to do? By the way, Jesus Christ is the seed thereof. Hearken unto me, the Lord says, my people, and give ear unto me, O my nation, for a law shall proceed from me, and I will make my judgment to rest for a light to the people. What's missing in this country, friends? Judgment. What's missing from judgment? The knowledge of the law. What's missing from the knowledge of the law? Repentance before God and the love of God that's been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost who's been given unto us. These charlatans, friends, have continuously picked Scripture out of context, twisting it. The word means resting. They say it resting in the King James Version. It means to pervert it in a direction that they mean it to go. For what? Gain. It's always gain. And we're listening to a guy just a couple of moments ago, friends, that is on the verge of becoming a billionaire off of the ignorance of the American people that call themselves Christians in this world. One more point. Well, what is hell reserved for? You know, I want to say something because people get weird. I've seen a couple of people on Top Chat, you know, and it's just like, whoa, you are scripturally illiterate. And I'm not saying that as a backhand, but I am if you don't know, or if you do know the difference, or you haven't taken the time to know for yourself. If you call yourself a Christian, yes, I'm reproving, I'm correcting, I'm instructing in righteousness. That's what all Scripture is given for, doctrine, and so on and so forth. 2 Timothy 3:16, read that when you get a moment. What is hell for? I want to tell you what hell's for. Hell's not the place where the people go that God rejected. Hell is the place that people go because they've rejected God. Okay? And I want to tell you this, friends. If you love God with all of your heart, you're going to establish the law. You're going to establish judgment within the gates. You're not going to apologize to the likes of a Joe Biden or a Kamala Harris or a Bill and Hillary Clinton or a Barack and Mikey Obama. I'm sorry, Michelle. He called her Michael. I'm not going to apologize to the Bushes. No, I'm going to enforce the laws against the crimes of the wicked. What does it tell us in Isaiah 26, verse 9? It tells us that when thy judgments were in the world, right? It tells us that the inhabitants thereof learned righteousness. And guess what you're missing in this country, friends? A knowledge of God's moral law and constitutional law. A knowledge of bringing it to judgment to establish righteousness and peace within the gate. Is that where we're at today? Because again, when you look on the back of the Supreme Court, what does it tell us? It shows a picture of Moses with the Ten Commandments over the top of this statement. Justice guards our liberty. We do not subject ourselves to the wicked. We throw off the wicked in bringing judgment upon their heads. But we only can do that when we have a knowledge of the Torah and when we have a knowledge of constitutional law, and not until then. So if you want to remain, well, stuck on stupid purposely in many cases, you go ahead and do that, but you get off my road because you're on the wrong highway. It's not the highway of holiness found in Isaiah 35. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, nor is it found in the straight and the narrow and difficult is the way. No, what I just heard was the wide and the broad that leads to hell. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back up.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says President Trump has delivered on his pledge to develop a safe and effective coronavirus vaccine in record time. During her White House press briefing on Tuesday, McEnany was asked if everyone should get the vaccine.
Absolutely. Look, these are vaccines that he oversaw the development of. He has great confidence in. He wants to see all Americans get this vaccine, and he wants to see the most vulnerable among us get it first.
Millions of Americans are preparing for a powerful nor'easter targeting the Atlantic seaboard. The storm set to drop as much as a foot of snow from Boston to New York. More snowfall is expected in other parts of the region with heavy ice that could cause power outages. Freezing rain also will be in the forecast for parts of Virginia and West Virginia, along with wet weather further south. USA Radio News. Uber in hot water once again in California.
The Uber ride-sharing company was fined $59 million on Monday for failing to cooperate with the California Public Utilities Commission on certain sexual assault and harassment claims. The administrative judge last year ordered Uber to answer questions regarding a safety report it released in 2019, which contained details of sexual assault cases between 2017 and 2019. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
New York City restaurants, already struggling, will have to shut down for outdoor dining because of a huge snowstorm in the forecast. Ed Grayson with the Department of Sanitation is also asking restaurants to bring in heaters and covers.
Guidance is to take what you can out to protect it. We want the restaurants to know we have some severe weather coming in potentially. We want you to do all you can to protect your investment.
Snow expected Wednesday and Thursday in the Big Apple. USA Radio News.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hey, Merry Christmas, everybody, number one. Number two is this. You heard the break, right? McNinney? Oh, my goodness. Friends are all a bunch of useful idiots. They are, from A to Z, from the top of their heads to their to the sole of their feet. There's no question about it. I mean, McNinney said, man, the president's all about his vaccination. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Everybody's getting it. It's like, oh, okay, I'd like to be first if I can. I mean, I want to be a part of the cool crowd that gets vaccinated first. I want toxics thrown into my body, messing with my DNA and my blood. And, you know, isn't it interesting how all of these political champions aren't telling you the truth, friends? Oh, you think it's just here? No, it's not just here. And just shooting from the hip right now concerning that last commercial you just heard by the propagandist, you know of what's going on over in France right now. The streets are being filled with hundreds of thousands of people in France and Germany and Australia and the UK, all over the world right now. And yet Americans are being told, man, you guys, oh, hey, relief is on its way. They're starting to give the frontline workers their vaccinations, and they are so absolutely happy about it. But talk to the common man. Is that what they're saying? Absolutely not. Talk to your neighbors. Friends, I have some neighbors around me. And they're a little ways away. And it's interesting. It's like oxy and moron, right? Oxymorons, as far as a relationship goes, one is oil, one is water. But it's interesting. I sent some stuff out this morning, and I found that they were saying the exact same thing I was. And then I talked to my neighbor to the right, and I found out he was saying the exact same thing that I was. And then I went down town, and I started to deal with some business transactions, and then I found out that they were saying the same things that I was. And I'm thinking to myself, the only ones that are telling me that this is a good deal are the ones that are trying to sell it to me as they fill up the cup of Kool-Aid from the propagandists through the mainstream media. Well, that's exactly right. I wanted to put a little salt on your tongue for tomorrow's show. Did you know that in Israel right now, 75% of the Israelis are refusing to get vaccinated in the coming COVID vaccine holocaust, it's called? Did you know that? And guess who's saying that he would be the first one to take it? I know all of you guys think he's a political champion, but you better think again. Prime Minister Netanyahu, he said he'd be the first one to be vaccinated. The vast majority of Jews in Israel do not plan to get the COVID vaccine. But they're acting like everybody's getting it, like it's the cool thing to do. But again, talk to your neighbors. This is what's really important right now. Talk to your neighbors, friends. It's important that you connect with other people because we are not saying the same things that the mainstream media and their useful idiots want us to believe that they are saying. Okay? With that said, I'm going to take Deborah from Colorado really quick. Welcome to the show. What say you?
Hey, Bradley, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Deb. How are you? Can I call you Deb, or don't you like Deb?
I'm doing great, thank you. There's a couple things I'd like to say. First of all, if these churches would wake up,
you're right,
and tell the people the truth,
you're right,
get rid of this 501c3 crap, you know, this whole world would change overnight.
Yeah, the 501c3 crap really has nothing to do with it right now. That was actually implemented by that of Johnson back in the 50s to silence the church. The fact of the matter is we have never from this pulpit held back anything that God has bestowed upon us. So they can go ahead and hide behind the 501c3 or whatever the case might be. The fact of the matter is they've made covenant with the state and the government, number one. Number two, it still shouldn't impede the way that they deliver their message. And if they are, they're doing it because they're using the 501c3 to hide behind it rather than to stand up and obey God. And it shows you that their allegiance is to the government rather than to the God that they say they serve.
Yeah, exactly. And second of all, I'd like to thank you and your family for everything that you're doing, and also for the package we received, your videos, your book, the whole nine yards that you guys sent out. We really appreciate it, me and my husband.
Amen. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, man.
Is there any way that you could do a prayer or something, like, right before you end your show? I think that would be awesome.
I can do that, ma'am, but you know what? I pray in the morning. I pray during the day. I pray when I'm driving. I'm praying when I'm taking a shower. You know what I don't like, Deborah, and I'm not demeaning what you're saying in any sense of the word. I don't like when people hide behind prayer neither, because I'm always ready. The Bible says we're supposed to be ready in season and out of season. And what I see, especially amongst the older people, again, I'm not condescending or demeaning what you're telling me, okay? I'm just hitting this point because I deal with it a lot. A lot of people hide behind prayer. We should be prayer in action every day. And the Bible says we're called to be ministers of the flames of fire. But you know what? The fact of the matter is I'm rolling in prayer 24/7, ma'am. Even when I'm sleeping, I think. And if I'm not praying up, they're coming back down. I'm ringing that bell.
I agree with you.
Amen.
I just think it would be fantastic to pray with the people that watch you and want to hear you and want to be kind of like in a place where you're at.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
But thank you very much for taking my call.
Yes, ma'am.
I hope you have a God blessed day.
You too. Merry Christmas, Deborah and husband. I totally appreciate you. Folks, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. I want to share a couple things with you because it is this important. I want to talk about pulling the curtain back on some of your political champions. Well, why is that so important? It just is. It really is. Well, why do you say that? Because too often we've been led to believe something that's just not true. And we see it over and over and over again. I mean, we're told that these politicians, they're these great individuals, and look what they stand for. I want to say this. The true hypocrite is the one who ceases to perceive his deception, the one who lies with sincerity. Folks, the earmarks and identifying characteristics of them that are to represent the American people today, it's easy to detect. Simply look to what they do rather than to what they say, for they do oftentimes the opposite. And listen to me as well, friends. The man in the office are one and the same. They're not two different offices. Okay, he can't promise to be a certain way for the people and then live a life contrary to what he promised to do in public, in private. I want to say it this way. How many politicians do we see that have been married and divorced how many times over and over and over again? Well, listen, if they can't be faithful to God, they can't be faithful to their wives. And if they can't be faithful to their wives, they certainly cannot be faithful to their country. Okay? Just wanted to make that point. The Bible's clear. Matthew 7, 16 through 20, you shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Even so, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Therefore, by what? Their fruits you will know them. This is important, okay? Now here we go. How many times politicians have been exposed for the very crimes that they have campaigned against? We're talking about political champions, okay? I just want to pull the curtain back one more time, because there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known, right? That is found in Luke 12:2. Do you remember the ex-California State Senator Leland Yee? You guys all remember this dude? Chinese dude. He was the gun control champion. Matter of fact, he got an A-plus rating from the Brady Campaign Organization. Now he's heading to prison for guess what, friends? Weapons trafficking. Oh my goodness, I'm not making this up. Right? He's Mr. Anti-Gunner, right? Publicly, behind closed doors, he's trafficking arms. Okay? The 67-year-old had risen steadily in the ranks of the Bay Area politics since the 80s when he was elected to the San Francisco School Board. He then went on to sit on the city board's supervisors and the state assembly. The later role saw him become the first Asian-American speaker pro tem to take office in 2004, making him the second highest-ranking individual in the California Assembly at that time. From 2006 onwards, Yee served as a state senator and was plotting a Secretary of State campaign when his political visions were curtailed by a federal indictment in March of 2014. The arrest swept Yee and his associate, Keith Jackson, 51, up in charges alongside of some of the city's most notorious characters, notable among the Chinatown gangster Raymond Shrimp Boy Chow. It is one thing for the public to learn that Chow, a known convict, may have become embroiled in more objectionable schemes, but it was quite another to hear that Yee, a respected public figure who had supposedly distanced himself from San Francisco's corrupt past, was being accused to the same undercover FBI investigations. Apparently, these guys were doing their job. Yee received a 5-year prison sentence for accepting bribes and trafficking arms. Does that not make you angry? Just hang on a second. Oh, my goodness. Everybody all knows who Mitch McConnell is, right? I seen him at the RNC in Tampa Bay. I believe it was in 2012. I don't say this very often, but I need to say this. He is a pathetic, despicable man. I even hesitate from using the word man. He is a pathetic human being. He was walking around at the RNC, in Tampa Bay there with his little entourage following him around like he was some sort of rock star. Mitch McConnell, I'm not kidding you. You all know that Mitch McConnell Jr., that he's an American politician, right? By the way, our said representatives are supposed to respectably be called statesmen or stateswomen. Politician is a slang word, if you didn't know that, okay? Also take note that Mitch McConnell is the senior United States Senator as Senate Majority Leader. He's the Senate Majority Leader. I hope you guys are sitting down for this one, because, folks, I'm about ready to come back on the other side and show you that Mr. Anti-Drugger himself, Mitch McConnell's and his family, they're responsible for transporting over 90 pounds of cocaine, which was seized aboard his ship owned by his wife's Chinese family. I'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley Dean is an authentic, genuine chaser of truth. He and the Sons of Liberty Radio.com bring back long forgotten lessons in history relevant to what is happening in America today. He has a word in his heart as a burning fire that cannot be contained. Listen today, a life change for good.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from Sunny-Bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from Sunny-Bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Dead air. 1-866-582-9933. Final segment. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Check us out on the right top. Click onto our platform. Go ahead and subscribe on sonsoflibertymedia.com. But go ahead and click onto the top right platform and join us on Top Chat. You can do the same thing over on beforeitsnews.com. Beforeitsnews.com if you want to call in. Final segment. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, you heard me right. These political champions are not what they want you to believe they are in many cases. Let me ask you, what politician today is in trouble for standing up and doing the right thing? Just name one, legitimately. Because if you tell me about the president and how he's being beat up, the fact of the matter is he's the commander-in-chief. He can prosecute at will. He's the one that said he has the DOJ in hand to do what he wills with it, but he's done absolutely nothing but grant clemency, friends, to political prisoners. Okay? But aside of that, name one. Not a one. Why? Are they really working for you? Because if they were, they'd be demonized by the media. Is that what's happening today? Absolutely not. I was just highlighting Mitch McConnell. He's a pathetic man, is what he is. Out of Kentucky, okay? 90 pounds of cocaine was seized aboard ship owned by Mitch McConnell's family. Chinese connection. For the record, Tim Brown, senior editor, sonsoflibertymedia.com, Just actually, he does the morning show, by the way. He just sent me some information over yesterday concerning the connection between his wife and what's going on with the Bidens. They just appointed Jeff Rosen in the place of that of William Barr, who was the fox guarding the chicken coop concerning that of Ruby Ridge back in the 80s, for those that didn't know. I know because the president said he was a good guy. Everybody took him for face value. Now everybody's capping on the guy, yet Donald Trump is the one that said he was a good guy. How does that work? Okay, but Jeff Rosen's now put in his place. Okay, Secretary of Transportation under none other than Mitch McConnell's wife, Elaine Chao. You want to talk about treason? Here we go. Under the Bushes, you want to talk about treason? Here we go. Who implemented the most tyrannical act of in history, the Patriot Act, which is unconstitutional, along with the TSA violating the Fourth Amendment, protected rights of Americans of millions times, violated millions of times every day for the last 20 years. This is who's been, brought into the incumbency now. It's broken, but it's true. Okay. I want people to understand that we all know that Clinton ran the biggest drug operation in MENA, Arkansas back in the 90s. If you've not seen Clinton Chronicles, do yourself a favor. We also know from watching a lot of documentaries, friends, from truthers that are putting their necks out on the line to get us the truth, that the Clintons under the Bush regime and that of Oliver North, who oversaw that cocaine operation, they were the ones that he's the one that made the call to kill off Barry Seal, for those that did not know. But the president's friends are the ones that are overseeing these drug operations. So this should come as no surprise, and I can prove it every single step of the way. Okay? And the American people, for the most part, they know this. But I really can't blame bad government for doing what they're doing if the American people are the ones buying the drugs. But here's my point. We all know, and we've all known for some time, that many politicians have been engaged in drug trafficking while playing the hypocrite and advancing the war on drugs. Well, it's now being reported not by the mainstream, not by the mainstream media. They always give cover to conspirators. That the Ping Mei, a cargo vessel owned by the in-laws of Kentucky Senator Mitch McConnell, was boarded by Colombian inspectors, and they discovered roughly 90 pounds of cocaine in 40 separate packages. He's Mr. Anti-Drugger, just like Mr. Lee was Mr. Anti-Guns, right? And the fact of the matter is, they're doing the opposite of what they say they're going to do, just like what I detect in every single politician that I've stripped down with the use of the law, mirroring who they are according to the standard of the law. The seizure of the narcotic shipment in the Caribbean port occurred far from Kentucky, the state in which Senator Mitch McConnell is now facing a career-defining election. But the senator minority leader at this time has the closest ties to the owner of the Ping Mei, the vessels containing the illicit materials, the Foremost Maritime Corporation, a firm founded and owned by McConnell's in-laws, the Chao family. Well, who's the Chao family? McConnell's ties to the Chaos go back to the late 1980s when James Chao began donating to the senator. Now we know where he got his money. In 1993, McConnell married James's daughter, Elaine Chao. Did you catch what Tim Brown wrote to me, friends? Mitch's wife is the transportation secretary. She was appointed by Donald Trump. So don't tell me this is not all interlinked, because it is. Okay? Going on, in 1993, McConnell married Elaine Chao. She was a good girl, Republican activists were sold, and former Reagan administration official who later served as the Secretary of Labor under George W. Bush. James Chao immigrated to the United States from Taiwan and founded the Foremost Maritime Corporation upon settling in New York. The company has grown significantly over the years, from acting as a maritime agent during the Vietnam War to controlling a fleet of approximately 16 dry bulk cargo ships in operation today. Okay, friends? And by the way, the list goes on, because we can start going into Mitch McConnell and others who are now selling out Americans to foreign interest groups. Let's just talk about this for a minute. This, again, falls under the judgments of God. The American people have seen the likes of Hillary Clinton steal uranium ore from folks in Oregon and sell it to the Russians. Everybody in this country knows it to be true. We know that Harry Reid and Barack Obama and the Bundy Ranch were stealing uranium ore and they were selling it to the Chinese. We know that's a fact. Donald Trump has highlighted the treason of Joe Biden and Hunter Biden over and over and over and over and over again, yet he does nothing to prosecute him. Matter of fact, just yesterday, people were talking about all these problems that they see with this voter fraud taking place. I said, of course it is. But I said to him, I have to tell the truth and shame the devil. I told him, I said, if Donald Trump would have prosecuted all these people for treason, he's the one that promised to drain the swamp, I said, you wouldn't have a Joe Biden in front of you right now, nor would you have a Kamala Harris trying to advocate that which is illegal on so many fronts and in so many fronts in this country. But the fact of the matter is the American people all the well know that these people have committed the act of treason. This includes Barack Obama. He was entertaining America's sworn enemies in the People's White House. What did the American people do? They turned the other cheek. I'll tell you what. Yes, Jesus said turn the other cheek, but I only have two. Smack me a third time, you're all on your own. You've all heard that saying, lie to me once, shame on you. Lie to me twice, shame on me. Americans, you should be ashamed of what it is that you've tolerated concerning these individuals. Now, let me say it this way, and I'm safe to say this. You haven't seen anything yet. You thought Barack Hussein Obama was bad? Regardless of how this game is, this little game between Donald Trump and Biden, funnels out. It matters not, friends, because the fact of the matter is God is in control of everything, and his judgments are going to persist, and they're going to get harder, and they're going to get harder, and they're going to get more severe and more severe until the American people repent. If the American people don't want to repent, you can go ahead. You can go ahead and stand before God with your whore's forehead, because that's exactly what it comes to. Just like these politicians that we're calling out right now. We're abhorred by what they do. But God is abhorred by what you tolerate, Americans. He's abhorred by what you tolerate, Americans. This which we see today is what we've allowed it to become. You've heard that saying before? Every country deserves the government that they have. In this country especially, we have a different system of government where we the people are the government. Now we have it where the said representatives think that they're the ones in charge and that somehow or another they don't work for us anymore. And the only reason that is because the American people continuously give them a pass over and over again, scandal after scandal, lie after lie. So let me say it this way. You deserve what you get if you don't stand against it. That's the word of God. You want to show mercy to your generation? Bring the law unto judgment upon the heads of the wicked, because without it, you are doomed. And by the way, bringing forth the law unto judgment is obedience to God. It is keeping his commandments, his judgments, and his statutes. And keeping them and doing them. Without it is blatantly disobedience, and your profession is like clouds without rain. It's just that simple. Folks, I could go on with the list of those that say one thing and do the opposite in action. We have them all around us. We have them onto the right and onto the left. We have them in the north, the south, the east, and the west. Hey, folks, if you're looking for something to do, it's not hard to find. Stand up, obey God, and trouble will come, but so will the victory if you hold to his word. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.